Seftawi is going to return the favor and now speak to us.
See all my friends, the whole world, solidarity with us. Thank you. Hi, I'm Jihad Safawi. I'm a photographer based in Gaza City. I have been working with the Institute about covering the situation here in Gaza. I have been moving to the north of Gaza Strip from few days to take some footage and photos for the horrible situation and what the Israeli airstrikes do in our houses, in our streets, in our people, and in our souls. There is a many destruction in the north of Gaza City. No one walk in the streets to tell what he saw. I'm all the time tweeting about what I see there. The people there have no choice to go anywhere. They don't have the security, don't have anything, any food, anything, because the streets are destroyed. And their house, many of the houses there are empty from the insanity of the airstrikes, and many of the people there are scared to get out the streets, because anything is moved in the street are targeted from the Israeli target. I just want to talk about the situation now. It's quiet now in my area, but I had a terrible night in the last night because they bombed many places where I live. They bombed a mosque, they bombed a rooftop in the other building behind my tower, and they targeted a police station beside me in the last night. My wife Lana hurt on the ground because the intensity of the airstrikes is so heavily. And I can't believe there is a bombing like that. What I want to talk to say thank you for all your solidarity, but we need more work about the media, because not all the people in the whole world know the real situation. They think we are attack Israel, and as we saw in many American media, like ABC, Fox News, and many channels, they say we are attacked. We are attacked, the people in Israel, we are attacking every single minute, and they don't have anything to defend or something like that. But all the people know the reality. We don't have a technology, we don't have air force, we don't have an Israeli Navy, we don't have anything. We just have our laptops and our cameras, and some of the people who love Palestine, who love Gaza, who have a right to live in secure, who have the right to tell the people what happened exactly. There's the big problem now we have it in Gaza. There is no many foreign journalists in Gaza. We need more foreign journalists in Gaza to tell exactly what happened. We need more agencies in Gaza to focus about the real situation, because many of the stories on the ground didn't show to the world. Many of the stories, and many people are injured, and their family are killed, and their houses are destroyed, and no one talk with him to tell the truth, to travel, to move their stories to the other to the whole world. We need now to work to the media. We need now to tell the people the truth. We need now to take many, many photos about the real situation. I invite all the people in the whole world and all of you, my friends, to come to Gaza. Come to Gaza and see what happened now in Gaza. You can see the people, you can see the houses, you can see the streets, you can see the everything. Everything are destroyed. We just in the gate. Every 2 or 3 years, the Israeli army attacked Gaza and destroyed everything. And after that, we're trying to rebuild the city. We're trying to rebuild the street. We're trying to rebuild the houses. And our souls, we're trying to rebuild our souls because we have a hope. But after 2 or 3 years, we had more attacks, more destroyed, more streets and houses are destroyed. And I don't know what we should do, but I invite all my friends, whole world, to visit Gaza. You can come to Gaza and see the situation. I have just 2 or 3 numbers I want to talk about, the number of murders and the injuries in Gaza. Now I have, there is 174 murders now, until now, so far. Until now, 174 murders and there is 1,218 injuries in Gaza. 1,218 injuries in Gaza. There is the mosque. We have 21 mosques are bombing from the Israeli airstrike. 21 mosques are bombing, and we have six hospitals are destroyed, not completely destroyed, but partly destroyed from the Israeli airstrike. 6 hospitals, and there is 36 schools are destroyed, not completely, but they affected from the airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. 36 schools, and we have many bombing from the Israeli Navy. There is 3,088 attack from Israeli Air Force. From the Israeli Navy and from the Israeli tanks. We have 3,088 attacks from the Israeli Air Force and from the Israeli Navy and from the Israeli attack. There is a many of the houses are destroyed completely and partially. There is a 216 house are destroyed completely. They are targeted, them hit and destroyed completely, and there is 1,260 houses are destroyed, not completely, partly. And there is many people leave the north of the Gaza Strip because many airstrikes there. They came to the city and they go to the UNRWA school, to hidden in the UNRWA school from the Israeli airstrike. What we should do now, we should tell all the people in the world all these numbers. You can find all these numbers in the Palestinian website and send it to all the people, because they said they targeted not the civilians people, they targeted the fighters and something like that. But in the reality, they target the children, they target the women, they target the girls, they targeted the old. There is a many civilians are killed, and someone from my family, my cousin of my family are killed from the second day from the war. You can find every family in Gaza, you can find some that are injured or killed from the families. And I hope what I said for all the people to know what the reality happened in Gaza.
Thank you so much, Shahan. We send you all of our solidarity.